WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and online at listoftherep.com presents the Modern Day Football Show, a weekly look inside the Wildcat season featuring comments from head coach Mike Gable and a member of this year's team. The Modern Day Football Show is brought to you each week by Hoppe & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show is also brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
Well, Modern Day Football is off to a blazing hot start in 2024. This is the Modern Day Football Show, Week 4, here on WREF. Question is, how will the Wildcats do tomorrow in our Friday Night Football Game of the Week here on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app? Both teams coming in ranked, both teams coming into the bowl at 3-0. Something's got to give, so we're going to talk to head coach Mike Gable about that on this program. We're also going to ask him about last week, the second road game of the year, a win 34-14 against Vincennes. And it's all brought to you by our prize sponsors here on WREF, Loppy Heating and Air, Hoppe & Sons Construction, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside. Mike Gable, the head coach for the Modern Day Wildcats, will join us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Loppy Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Loppy Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Loppy Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Loppy Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To The Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To The Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To The Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week four of the Modern Day Football Show. The head coach, Mike Gable. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, Coach. Really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you, Brad, for having us on again. We certainly enjoy the show, and it's good that we get different athletes to get a chance to talk to you and people get to know them.
Going to hear from Caden Farmer, one of the team captains, in a moment. But first, let's talk about last week. Vincent, you guys go to 3-0 with a 34-14 win. You guys never trailed in that game. What went right?
Well, we started out right, I guess. We got the opening kickoff, and Tate did a nice job of managing the game, and we marched it down and scored. Caden Thacker had three rushing touchdowns. So all in all, that part was good. We know we have to improve, but we did what we needed to do to put the ball into the end zone. And getting Cam Marks back as our kicker was pretty good. So the next possession, he kicked field goal. We took a 10-0 lead, but Vincennes, give them credit, and Coach Salters, they fought back. It was 10-8. They scored a touchdown and got a two-point conversion. And just like that, it seemed like we were in pretty good shape, and they're back in the game. We did take it down and score one more before the half. And the rest of it, you know, I thought we played really well, and I thought our defense did a very nice job against a talented Vincennes group.
Again, Mike Gable, the head coach for Modern Day here on WREF. Now, Coach, you mentioned that Vincennes fought back, especially in that first quarter, got the touchdown. A big part of that drive was the fourth down and 10 conversion that they had. And again, they punch it in and they get the two-point conversion. What's impressive is that your team responded right away. What does that say about Modern Day football, especially in that first half, to tighten that chokehold and eventually run away with a 20-point win?
Well, I think the fact that we were able to overcome, you know, the adversity of Vincennes, they did take it down and score. And sometimes in the past, that would be a time for us to, you know, lower our heads and look down and lose a little confidence. But it didn't happen. The guys just kept playing. And we scored before the half ended. And second half, things went our way. So Tate Mallory had another good game. He was 22 out of 28 passing. And had over 200 yards again. So all of that adds into a, you know, a victory formula.
After last year, you guys won three games last season, and now to start 3-0, I'd imagine that you guys as a team in the locker room, a bit of a sigh of relief maybe, and certainly of accomplishment. How does it feel right now in the locker room right now compared to, say, three games into last season?
Well, last year we were trying to find our way. And we played Vincennes a little tougher. They jumped out to a 21-0 lead almost from the beginning, very beginning of the second quarter. But we fought back, and it was 28-20. And that was a sign of a little bit of a bounce back for that squad. And next week we played Memorial, and, of course, they were very good. And it was a three-point game. And that's kind of the, I guess, statement for the season. We did get better. We worked hard. We didn't give up. And we improved as a team. Might be one of the most improved groups that I've ever been around. But this year, I think they're carrying forward from the improvement, and some of the seniors we have, like Caden, are really determined to do their very best and make a show of it. We know we've got our monumental task this week.
Certainly do. Big game. We're going to carry it on WREF, and looking forward to doing that as well. 6 o'clock start to the Taroni's pregame show, 6:30 kick from the bowl, Modern Day hosting Memorial. We'll talk about that later on, but after this upcoming break, Caden Farmer, one of the captains, especially on the defensive side of the ball, coming off a 10-tackle performance and a 20-point win against Vincennes. We'll talk to him in a moment right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Bobby Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lapa Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lapa Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lapa Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Back here on week four of the Modern Day Football Show with the captain, Caden Farmer. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Now, Caden, really appreciate your time.
Yep.
So coming off of a big 20-point win against Vincennes last week, the team now undefeated. You were a big part of that, of course, with your leadership, but also with your tackling. Had 10 tackles against the Alices. Nothing new for you. You've had a really strong start to the season, three games in. For you, what have these first 12 quarters been about?
For me, these first 12 quarters really have just been about teamwork on the defense, all just having a plan from our coach Johnson, Coach Hess, Coach Witherman, all of our defensive coaches. We're just all ready to go every week with a good plan.
And for you, I'd imagine that this is a pretty exciting year because, yes, you're undefeated, but also you saw where this team was last year and the hill that was climbed in the offseason to get to this point, and you guys are still climbing because I know you're not done. I know the 3-0 was not the goal, that you guys have some more in the bag. But just give us a little bit of a glimpse of what had to happen behind the scenes to get to where you guys are right now.
Everybody just had to be on board. Everybody had to be willing to work. Everybody had to be on time, show up to practice, ready to go.
And we just kind of used last year as some fuel to, like, get ready for this year.
Caden Farmer here on WREF, week four of the Modern Day Football Show, and the captain getting his Wildcats ready for tomorrow night against Memorial in a big matchup. We'll be carrying it on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app, one of the biggest games, I'd imagine, of your senior year against Memorial, with both teams coming in undefeated. So against them, with Matthew Fisher, Luke Elsperman, the rest of that offense, as a captain on the team and as a leader of this defense, what is your job to try and neutralize what the Tigers will try to do tomorrow at the Bowl?
We know they got some weapons. I'm just there to keep the whole defense calm. Mistakes happen, we know that. And we'll just be ready to go the entire game.
What do they do well? You turn on the tape against Memorial and you look at their offense. What sticks out to you that you can pinpoint from an X's and O's standpoint? You think, okay, got to make sure that doesn't happen.
I know they run the ball very well to the outside, so we got to keep them contained. They have very good receivers, very athletic, run their routes very well. Just got to stay on top of it.
That's Caden Farmer, the senior captain for Modern Day Football, and certainly a stalwart on defense for the Wildcats, undefeated. But then again, the Tigers are undefeated as well. Something's got to give, and we're going to talk about that on the other side of this upcoming break with the head coach, Mike Gable. Hey, Caden, really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the success you've had so far in your career, but certainly specifically in 2024, personally and as a team. But, hey, good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Oh, you got it. We take a step aside, and head coach Mike Gable will join us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Lobby Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lobby Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lobby Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lobby Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Back here on the Modern Day Football Show, the head coach Mike Gable. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, wrapping up shop, and we are here talking about tomorrow's game, 6 o'clock start to the Taroni's pregame show, 6:30 kick at the Bowl. Memorial comes to town, coach, and they, too, are undefeated like yourself. So, to get to 4-0, to keep that zero in the loss column, what has to go down on Modern Day's sideline?
Well, it would have to be everything right for us, and Memorial would have to make some miscues, but I haven't seen them make any in their first three games. They're ranked number one for a reason, and they really have not been tested. I hope that we can compete, but, you know, that's what the game tomorrow night's all about, so we'll find out. We've got a handful, but we will have to play nearly error-free football.
Well, you're right, Coach. I mean, they're a really good team, and they're ranked number one for a reason. Then again, you guys have a number next to your name, and it's a pretty good one, too. It's seven. So how much are you guys looking at that number one next to Memorial? And when I say you guys, look, you've been around the block. You know what it takes to beat teams like this. I'm talking about the younger players that maybe this might be the biggest game of their career so far.
Well, for some of the young guys, certainly, because they're brand new to the varsity level. And I hope Memorial takes it easy on us because of that, because they've got such a veteran group. We don't really look at the rankings or the records. Right now, both teams are 0-0. Both teams are going to go out and fight for a win. And, you know, it's a very good test mid-season, just about. And we hope we're ready for that test. But regardless of the outcome, whoever wins, both teams are going to play next week. And we'll learn from our mistakes and try to become better. But Memorial would have to be considered a pretty heavy favorite, I would think, with the number of people they got back and, of course, the leadership of Fisher.
Yeah, you mentioned Matthew Fisher, with him being back at quarterback where he belongs after last year's injury, and that allows Luke Elsperman to go back to receiver, and the offense just hums a little bit more for Memorial when they're healthy. Matthew Fisher is the quarterback. The scouting report says what about him?
Well, I mean, you're right. If Fisher's back in the helm, and he's a definite leader. He can do it all. He can throw it. He can run it. He can extend plays. But you can just see his experience, you know, leading his team. What I'm really, I think, really respect him for is the fact that he has a baseball scholarship to IU. Mm. And a lot of players these days opt out of the other sports so they can focus on. But Fisher wanted to play, and Coach Hurley was able to get him to play. And, my, he's doing a great job. And I know that's going to carry dividends for him when he plays baseball. And he's good enough to play football in college, too. He's just that good. So we certainly respect him, but you mentioned Elfsruman, and, you know, Anslinger's having a great game, a great year. Dockery, Kendrick out of the backfield is so fast, such great hands. And there's just a lot of weapons coming out of that Memorial offense that we have to try to contend with. It's going to be tough.
Again, that's Mike Gable, the head coach for Modern Day Football. Both teams, Memorial and Modern Day, going into tomorrow's game at the Bowl, undefeated 3-0. Something's got to give, and we're going to have that action for you tomorrow on WREF, a 6 o'clock start to the Taroni's pregame show. Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow, and looking forward to seeing what that game has in store, because for us at the Ref, we're looking forward to some great football. I know you want to win, and we just want a good result. We want a good game out of that, and I think we'll get it. So good luck.
I hope so. I hope so. Thanks for having us on, and we appreciate it. And thanks for the build-up. It's going to be a good one.
Oh, you got it. All right, you've been listening to Week 4 of the Modern Day Football Show.